Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Love me.
Hello, Bubba.
Look at this picture. Anna, look at this picture.
Look at that stud.
Wow.
Look at that little guy right there.
Little nugget.
Look at that little nugget.
How old were you there?
I love this. I probably can't play it because I get a copyright, but I love her. Dana Loich. She's a talk show host.
Yeah, she's been on Fox.
I met her.
Really?
I met her in New York City.
All right, folks, stop scrolling. And if you're already an AMAC member...
I can't play anymore. I'll get a copyright, Willie. But she is. I'm a fan of hers. I met her one time, and she is. Anna, that's probably kind of in your power hour a little bit, isn't it?
Really?
Well, I mean, aren't you kind of like you probably like Dana Loich, don't you?
I do. She's great.
Yeah. How about like Glenn Beck?
I do like Glenn Beck. I think he's very good at what he does.
How about Ben Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro is incredible. Not so much hot, though. I do have a little crush on Steven Crowder, for sure.
You do?
Yeah. We've mentioned this before.
Besides...
He's funny, too.
Your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Who else do you got little mini... Like, Blitz isn't Johnny Jealous over there.
No, I know
he's
not.
It's not going to say you can't have... Man, that... Blitz, I'm not playing the audio because I get you in trouble. But, man, that really does it for me right there.
Let me see.
That really does it for me right there.
Yeah, that's you. That's Miss Clem all day.
Oh, fuck yeah. I can't get it. The big screen Willie on the deal.
How old is she? Like in her 40s, maybe?
Perfect. Let me see here.
Soundbite that we just...
Oh, why? Yeah, she really does. But she might be too smart for me. I don't need a smarter gal.
No.
She's 43.
Is she 43? She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful.
From Missouri.
Yeah, from St. Louis, Missouri. You know how I have a thing with how I score there.
Not well.
Charges. You know how Hillbilly said, "Man, they put charges on me." You know how, like, right? That's I got charges put on me.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Hi, in full disclosure, I don't know how many people are watching the show.
289 on YouTube.
Okay, well, we sat out there, and I really feel we need to do more of this. just hang out.
Oh, I agree.
But I don't think we can record it necessarily because
no,
right? Because then we're not on. Then we're on.
Well, and we're off, but we're on.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
But us being off, we're actually funnier off than we are on.
Well, yeah, because we can't say half the shit we say.
But we should record it.
We also,
no,
I also
even,
ask
even
questions.
Recording, even having remnants of that recording would
no.
get us.
Yeah, right. We can't do that. I also like to ask questions that I'm unable to ask on the air.
Right.
So I understand what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Certain
are you,
things.
Are you seeing my angel today, Tara?
Yes.
I love her.
I love her more.
Will you tell her that your brother bonafidely said that you're his angel and he loves you?
I will, of course.
You
got to
add the burp in, too.
Can I add the burp, too?
Yeah, I just did.
Look pretty good today.
You look really good.
I was noticing that. Hair on point, skin on point.
I'm getting my hair cut tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tan's on point.
Protein bar kicking,
some other shit kicking.
Those are so fucking good.
And you and Blitz are really a couple. Like, man.
I know.
Yeah, like a good couple.
Right? We're a fun couple, huh?
Yeah, you are. I've not been.
Like, you don't feel like you really have to censor yourself around him, around me, obviously.
No, I've never that's really good. Had to censor around either one of you. No.
Right, and that's good. I like that.
Like, I wouldn't treat you guys as a couple any differently than I would individually, and I didn't have
right.
to individually censor.
Right.
Perfect.
Some bitches you have to censor around. You really
oh,
do.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But not you.
Nope.
In fact, you need to unfiltered when, like, you need to do the opposite of censoring around you. People need to let it loose with you.
I prefer that. Mm-hmm. Let it fly.
Hello, who's this?
Bubba. Hey, it's Max from Cocoa Beach.
Hi, Max. How you doing?
Good. Been listening to you since 08, since I went to UT.
Great. Well, now, was there as many hot bitches at University of Tampa when you went there as there are now?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they all were from New York or from Boston or, you know, that
of course.
Horrible accent.
They like to fuck, though. They like to fuck, though, don't they?
But they can fuck. Yeah, I fucked at least 10 or 12 of them.
Wow, that's a pretty good little, I mean, that's a pretty good
start
for college.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
I don't think I fucked 10 or 12 girls in college until I got into radio, and then I just fucking was going crazy. I got into radio to get pussy.
Mission.
That needs to be my new radio. That needs to be my new book.
So it's really bugging me that Anna's like the go-to MMA girl now.
What's wrong with that?
Well, first off, Misha Tate never knocked out Ronda Rousey.
I meant to say, who is the blonde chick? Holly Holmes.
She got her arm ripped off by Ronda Rousey.
Listen, Johnny, MMA fact checker. She's allowed to make mistakes, poor little thing.
I meant Holly Holmes. Aw,
poor little Zika-headed bitch. My bad.
Hey, don't listen. Listen. Don't go there with her. That's my best friend's girlfriend. There's no messing around. Shit that used to be funny ain't so funny no more when it comes to making fun of her.
All right. Well, just so she knows, Misha Tate never knocked out Ronda Rousey.
All right, point well taken.
Dude, I realized that the second I said it, all right?
And we are
so I'm glad you waited 4 hours to come tell me that.
I'm so butthurt when people tell you you're wrong. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I just think it's pathetic that you had to wait 4 hours to call in and tell me that I was wrong.
Oh, come on. It was only 3 and a half.
He's listening to the show.
Anna.
Eat cum, asshole. Oh, sorry.
Anna.
Sorry about that.
Anna.
Yeah.
I'm offending you.
Yeah, I know.
So just baby face off the deal. Shakespeare out. I gave you the office. Fucking let's say, you know, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. Have
Don't,
a great day.
Not eat cum, asshole.
I'm sorry.
Eat cum, asshole isn't in the Bubba handbook, okay?
Yes, yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right, love
Bubba.
You, Blitz. Love you guys.
All right, see you later. He had to put the love you, Blitz in there so he didn't get his fucking house blown up tonight.
Right. I can make that drive over to the East Coast. No big deal.
So I would tell you right now, we're out there hanging out in the green room, and it's just
isn't it nice?
As soon as you walk out of this studio.
We figure that out. Whenever you walk out of the studio, you never want to go back in.
It just sucks the on-air life right out of you.
Yeah.
It really does.
On-air life sucking.
And I'm so thankful. I was actually talking to a really, really influential guy in radio yesterday. And he's pretty high. I mean, like, he's very much.
Mark Larson?
No. He's much.
Gilbert Wilbert. Are you familiar with this man?
Gil Whitten.
No, it's Gilbert Wilder.
No, it's
Wilbert.
Not Gilbert Wilder. It's Gil Whitten.
Oh.
He's no longer with us, but he had a longtime gardening show on 970
oh,
FLA.
I'm aware, Bubba.
Yeah.
He got his number one fan over here.
Yeah, I know. And so, and so I will tell you this, man. So I was talking to this guy, and he's like, man, you have been so lucky to kind of niche out the way you did with your global audience.
Yeah.
Howard gave you Howard gave you the opportunity to get exposed to, you know, otherwise, if we hadn't had Howard, people in California wouldn't know who we were.
For sure.
People, like, you know, that 4 or 5 years in satellite is basically why we're still in business today. Because, you know, the Bubba Army spans globally, and now you have different ways to get us. You just don't have to get us on your local radio station.
Nope.
And every aspect of that, of getting us, we can monetize. Although it may not cost you anything as you're watching our Facebook videos or our YouTube videos or listening to us on TuneIn or go download one of our podcasts. You know, you can virtually still put money in our pocket by paying us nothing. But it all adds up, and we're doing quite well. And I was talking to this guy who's still in regular radio, does morning drive in a major market, single market, but Blitzy's probably a $200,000 guy.
Okay.
And you know those guys are dying.
Before or after endorsements?
Before.
Okay.
He's probably a $200,000 guy, probably all in with maybe $250,000 to $300,000 all in with endorsements and a car deal. But he's like, his company, which is one of the major ones, are already targeting, like, he's got 2 more years left on his deal. And they've told him already, the next deal isn't going to come close to this. So you might want to start thinking about life outside of doing mornings for our radio station.
Can I ask how old he is, roughly?
Older, about my age.
Okay.
A little bit older, a couple years older.
Okay.
And radio is, and listen to this, I actually, did you know that there are radio companies, Blitz, I guarantee you haven't heard of this, because this is still in the, we can't believe that we potentially might have to do this arena.
Okay.
But do you know regular radio stations are now thinking about making one station or one cluster radios that they hand out at the beach so that people will listen to their radio station, because radios are becoming...
They're doing what now?
So there are radio companies that, let's say in Tampa, iHeart would make a radio that had however many, but had a 93.3 button on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
had a 95.7 button on it.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Had a 98 rock button on it.
And you can't alter any of these stations.
Correct.
And because
they're fixed.
Because people now, during spring break and gatherings, don't listen or bring or even own radios.
Yeah, I've seen ones that they've handed out that's just one station.
Right. And they're thinking about making that cluster related if you have more than one market.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the button has the logo of the radio station on it.
Sure.
And the reason why is because people don't own radios anymore outside of their car.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that the radio industry might start making the NAB and radio companies pay for the ability to put an FM radio in your car?
Oof.
That's where it is.
I mean, like, coming soon. So, like, I know, like, Tesla and other companies now, they're not putting AM radio in. And if you want, some of them won't let you put it in. Some of them you pay extra if you want it.
Right.
And eventually they're just not going to have FM either.
Right. FM is about 2 or 3 or 4 years behind AM. Right now, Tesla does not put an AM
signal
ability, like, there's no AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to put an AM tuner in their software bullshit. Now,
well, because it requires a whole separate circuitry, a different type of antenna,
right? And you know, soon that will be FM, unless the radio industry. Do you remember when Blitz, Sirius XM first started? They had to pay the manufacturers in order to put it in the into the dashboard. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Sirius XM had to cut a deal with every manufacturer in order for their radios to be Sirius XM compliant. Now that's kind of the starting point, and FM now is fell off the cliff. So us doing what we're doing first started with Twitch, then moved on digitally to, you know, TuneIn, Bubba Army Radio, you know, podcasting, Facebook, YouTube, in the various ways we distribute what we do. As unsexy locally as it may seem, within Tampa, Florida, it's very sexy globally and will end up being the only way that you can really do, air quotes, radio, so to speak. Because there's no longer going to be that midday girl that's on Wild 98, 94.1 that makes $36,000 to do middays. They're just they're because they're going to get a girl that they pay $45,000 to that does middays in nine markets.
Right.
And I think that's what they do now. And so being a guy that's making, you know, over six figures to host a morning show that has another $200,000 of ancillary talent is done. I mean, if you've not broadened your horizon a little bit and learned how to well, here's where most of the issue is. Most of these radio personalities or personalities don't own their content.
Sure.
They don't have the ability to take the four-hour show that they just did and repurpose it anywhere other than their company repurposing platform.
Right.
And they're shitty. And they suck. And they don't have the ability to get to garner a crowd outside of the metropolitan that they're heard in.
So what is your friend's plan after
My friend was talking to me, and I'm like, listen, buddy,
you just want to retire?
Well, I asked him, one, how you doing on money? He's like, I got a ton of equity in my house, but the housing market's probably going to be different by the time that I'm done.
Yeah.
We don't know where the housing market's going to be in 2 years. I mean, it could be like an 08 deal,
yeah,
right? Where it bursts. Now, he does live in a town that I think is very desirable.
Is he in the crypto game?
Not really.
No?
Not really in the crypto game. I think he's got a pretty attractive 401k through his company, if that radio company still has a 401k.
Is he married? Does he have children?
Yes and yes. Mm.
Dr. Dan's Women Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
Thank you for the stiz. Thank you for the stiz. But, I mean, you know, the local radio personalities is becoming extinct. And you local radio people don't, for the most part, have the facilities or the talent or the infrastructure or the ownership of what you do. And now when they can you, you're obviously going to own what you do, but what do you do at that point? You're canned. Have you built studios? Do you have a library of 30 years of stuff that you can lean on when you need some content?
Right. And are you going to even be able to reach the people that you did when you had that platform?
Because
a lot of people don't, like you said, have anything that they can really fall back on.
Right.
So they don't even know how to reach people outside of the radio game.
So you're going to, okay, let's say you're a local Tampa guy. You get fired. Well, you got your Facebook. You got your YouTube. Both aren't really that impressive. But I guess you can, on your Twitter, but I guess you can talk to people there. But you're only going to get a percentage of people that followed you on your radio station.
Small percentage, yeah.
To go jump through the hoops of what you're doing now,
right?
And you don't have any way for people in New Hampshire to know who the fuck you are,
right?
Because you never did anything for the people in New Hampshire. So anyway, I don't know. I got into that deal. Just over here grasping.
So did it make you feel like thankful that you did?
Yeah, he's like, you reverse engineered it, and he goes like, you know, a couple of my guys and I were in the couple of the jocks were talking about you specifically because you're just killing it on Twitch, and it doesn't seem like any other radio show can really get any traction on Twitch. Now, Blitz, you know the Twitch world a little bit more than, I know our world and our numbers, but do you know, like, is there any other radio shows that are killing it like America.
So there's a few, like, foreign radio shows that do okay, but nothing, not really, not on Twitch.
Do any of the sports shows do any well, like,
no.
on there?
No.
No. I mean, are, like, we...
highlight one show, and it'll do, like, really, like, good numbers for one show, and then, like, it'll have 12 listeners the next day.
And our Bubba 199, even within the Twitch world, blows people away. They're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
We're like, we don't even know, but we ain't trying to fuck with it.
No. Nope.
Yep.
So.
Go an extra hour and a half, don't even realize it.
I know, because I was on fucking microdosing.
Oh.
Oh, was I supposed to say that?
No. Say whatever you want. It was awesome. I loved how you had no clue what time was.
I know, you weren't looking up at it.
About to have urine come out of his eyeballs. Yeah. He was hurting so bad. Poor guy.
I thought Bubba had it. I'm like, he's going
to I kept telling him, I'm like, Lummy, you just need to go to the bathroom. It's that bad. He's like, I think I can wait. He's like, I'm hurting over here. I'm like, Lummy, go to the bathroom.
Just
like,
make urine. It's okay.
He's like just so afraid to leave for a minute that he'll miss a bit.
I got to do is say, Bubba.
Yeah, but we heard what happened when Big Red got on there.
Yeah, no
it's
shit.
It's okay. It was only like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but he fucked your deal up.
I know.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, the megaphone.
Yeah.
But his wife, man, she qualified that night.
Yeah.
She said, fuck you. I want a ring.
She said, I want a ring.
Let's go.
Love her.
She is the best.
And your roommate, is she okay? Is she still surviving?
I know. It's funny because I saw her yesterday after I came home from the show. But the last time I saw her, you know, she was weakened at Bernie's. I'm like, oh, are you all right? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. What are you? I'm like, last time I saw you, you were lifeless in a swivel chair.
Last that I knew that she'd got up, hopped the fence, locked herself out, called the merch crick, learned how to get out, Ubered home and was on the fucking beach at St. Pete hanging out.
Yeah.
Straight pimp.
She wasn't, I asked her, I'm like, did you feel okay? Because I thought maybe she just got it all out of her system because she threw up a lot. But she felt like shit for most of that day until the evening.
Did she go to the hockey game with Nash?
Yeah, she did.
Did she like it? Did she have a good time?
She had a good time, yeah. She ran into some friends as well that she knew. So that
was
cool.
The worst if you're Nash.
Why?
Oh, you're wanting to hang out with a hot chick. Next thing you know, she starts girl talking some bitches.
I thought Nash was going to go with somebody else.
He was. He got stood up.
Oh.
Yeah. But hold on. Nash came out like a zillion bucks. I'll tell you why here in a minute. Hello.
Damn.
Hello. Morning, Bubba.
Hey, who's this?
Ronald from Michigan. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I got a suggestion on your Crown Vic as far as doing burnouts goes.
Yeah.
Hey, I looked it up, and I believe that thing has an open rear end. It's a 327 gear, so it's real high. I would just suggest maybe you put a positive in that thing, like a 410 gear in that thing, and that thing will really light up.
Yeah, but I still want to be able to drive it around. If I put a 410 in that thing, it's just not going
to... If you put a posi in it, you'll be able to. We were talking about welding it.
Yeah,
we're
just going to weld it.
Welding it, you can't. It's not drivable on the road.
Right.
I had a friend of mine took a corner too sharp and he snapped his rear end.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
In the back of it.
Yeah, with a posi, you'd be able to, but then you're having to do all that.
Yeah, now I'm having to put a whole new rear end. I'm just going to keep
You don't have to. All you got to do is change the differential. You can still leave the axle in there. It's a rear end.
Right, just change the diff, but do
just
you really...
Diff,
I mean,
but that's still
$100.
That's still pretty complicated, isn't it?
It's
not
really.
It's not that bad at all. I got a buddy of mine that changed
them
all the time.
But hold on. Now
I put locker differentials in my Jeep.
But hold on. But now, Blitz, I got a 411 rear end, so if I have to drive to fucking Ocala, I'm going to be running, you know, fucking 4,400 RPM. You know what I'm saying?
No, you got overdrive. You'd probably be running 2,500 because that thing probably idles on a highway with a 327 in it.
I don't know. I mean, part of my burnout gimmick is the fact that it's one wheel, buddy. It's peg leg Willie.
Yeah, but two tires would be good because then you could do donuts and everything too.
Listen, motherfucker, I'm gonna keep it one wheel, okay?
All right, I thought it'd be cool.
Thank you. We just had a gay rocket party too.
Dr. Dan Blumenagan, 2,500 stars
over here on the Facebook deal. We had a gay rocket party.
Did it? Didn't even.
I saw the rocket.
I didn't even get a notification on it.
We had a rocket party.
All right. Twinkle.
Dave Tiz sent 2,500. Did you get that?
That's Dr. Nance Blumenagen Maker.
Okay. Yeah. I think he sent like 5,000.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to bring you guys something right now.
Blooming onion?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, man. I'd almost suck a dick for a blooming onion right now.
You would?
Yeah, probably.
I guess we know what we're going to be getting delivered here soon.
Yeah.
Some Bloomin' Onions.
Yep.
I wish. Oh, Blitzwishers too.
Ooh. Alan from Cincinnati, when I got a spare moment, buddy, I will call you. I have just
Alan,
been.
Alan, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, Alan. Thanks for the Valspar tickets.
Unless you get, what's her face? What's the Diaco's name? Bella Diaco into med school. Frig off.
How much is it?
I don't know.
Well, see, I hate that when somebody gives you a gift certificate.
And open it.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say at all?
This one says.
Bubba, I'll look it up for you.
Thank you.
You could always tell. There'll be some sort of some code.
Blitz, will you give this to your girlfriend and have her look it up for me so she can tell me how much it is? I hope it's 100.
Okay, I'll look.
If it's 100, I might go.
Ours says it on the back.
Mitch.
Thank you so much.
Is this Mitch the Mark?
No. LM Close.
LM Close. Or LMC okay. Lowe's.
LM
like
Close,
call,
I love you. But Mitch DeMarc, I need some more of those gimmicks. You
thank
know?
You.
Look that up. I need look some. That up for Papa.
Pepe.
Pepe.
LM Close said it's $100.
It says you select the amount from 15 to 100. He said it's 100?
Yeah, he's in chat.
Okay.
Aw, thank you so much.
Thank you, LM Close.
Nice. Do you want it back?
Yeah.
All right.
People say you don't have affluent women listening is a joke. I can tell you that Sarah has about 25 women who are physicians. That's right, because your wife is hot. By the way, did I?
And thank you, Ellen Close.
Lummy.
Yes, thank you. Yes, sir.
Lummy. Alan finally paid off his, I finally got a picture.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really? He sent Dan a Rolex?
No.
Oh.
He sent me a picture of his wife as ass.
What? No tits?
He said tits to follow. Jackson says, part two is out today. Woo. I made a new intro with your burnout. I think you'll like it. Perfect. Cheers, but it's my understanding, Jackson, that the burnout was part three. But maybe the new intro is inclusive to the burnout. I'm not trying to tell you how to do your
maybe
job.
Maybe it's like a foreshadowing.
Lummy, the...
thank you, LM Close.
LM Close, God bless your little heart.
Yeah. God bless your little heart. Thank you so much. Thank you so fucking much.
The... And that was a hard F, too.
Yeah, I love Publix. My favorite restaurant / grocery store.
Do you tell Blitz to, hard F you?
Like, when we're not in the mood?
No, like when you guys are,
maybe I've said some things. I don't know.
When you're foreign.
Yeah.
When you're foreign.
Fuck me, Blitz. Fuck me.
Lummy.
I've heard that before practice. From Lummy.
Yeah.
Lummy, we're trying to, not necessarily go too far over the top.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Lummy, what the hell?
My bad.
Always with you. It's over the top.
Lummy, are you ever going to take
the
last, me and Blitz were looking at it yesterday. Are you ever going to take the last little remnants of the goat shanty down?
Yeah. I just got to bring my my drill and get a little extra time to take everything back in my truck. I don't want to leave it there. I'm just going to load it once I take it down.
Because they're still hanging on to it.
Yeah.
They're still hanging on to it. Me and Blitz saw them yesterday, and they're like, still won't let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's where that little ramp's going to be, and then that's it.
Okay, hold on. White Trash Wedding Part 2. I'm looking at our YouTube channel now. I think it gets released today at noon. And they're like, still. Oh, hold on. It's me. That's a vortex of me.
It's myself.
So sorry, it's myself. Now, Blitz, when I get a copyright strike on Facebook if I play my YouTube video.
You should not.
But you can't promise.
Right.
Woo! Oh, hold on. This is okay, our hey, hold waiting. On. White Trash Wedding. What I wanted.
Woo!
Oh, hold on. This might be a pretty cool new intro, Lummy. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Give it a chance. Give it a chance. Welcome to the Bubba Army YouTube channel.
That's awesome.
We are such fucking hillbillies. It's an Indiana white trash wedding. Cash and Haley's wedding, March 18th. Cash, Haley. This is Haley and Cash. Get right up to the
mic. Did anybody think that Mama Angie's, for an old goog?
She's not that old.
She's got a nice rap sheet, too.
But, and
she was super cute.
And Blitz will tell you, a fucking impressive rap sheet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
Like what?
Lots of good stuff.
Oh my God.
Is it across the board stuff?
Yeah.
Like violence?
Possessions.
Oh yeah.
Larceny.
Yeah, larceny.
Oh yeah, like
cute.
Blitz, what's
petty theft?
What's larceny? Like what
Dude,
is
Bubba, I looked this up like a week ago too.
I don't know. I don't know what
it's like theft.
I don't know what larceny theft. Is.
I think past a certain value, right, Blitz?
Yeah.
It's considered larceny. I'll look it up for sure, but it's definitely theft.
Are you calling her?
Boring.
Boing, boing.
Theft of personal property.
Is this Angie?
No, this is Haley.
Please leave your message.
Oh, she chucked you to voicemail.
7276.
Come on, Haley.
Yeah, well, now the kids aren't at school or at school.
Oh yeah, she's probably fucking a baby daddy.
Yeah.
For that free tattoo.
Yeah, she's hanging out in the pool.
She's hanging out in the Walmart above ground. I don't have Angie's number. I wish I had her number. I could call her up. I need to Facebook message her.
Please leave your message for 7.
That sounds like a disconnection to me. Does it not?
It does.
I need to get a hold of Angie. Oh, okay. I got to switch over here. Switch account to Angie. Boom. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Anna, what did you send me? What glance?
Oh, just the difference between theft, larceny, burglary, and robbery.
Why don't you go ahead and know? Why don't you go ahead and tell me if you could, please?
Do you want me to just read it straight?
I would like you to read it to me,
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have, or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right.
It says here...
It's just a little bit, maybe long. I'll read the first sentence of each paragraph.
Anna.
Theft.
Anna, you're a better reader than me.
That's true.
And I'm in the middle of texting Angie.
Got you.
So I need you to, I'm over here treading
water.
Water.
I got you.
Got you, love.
I'm the buoy.
Thank you.
Theft is taking someone's personal property with the intent of permanently depriving the owner of its use. Larceny, similar to theft, is taking of property with the intent of depriving the owner of its use. Some jurisdictions may have slightly different definitions of larceny and theft, or they may be used interchangeably. Petty or simple larceny is usually a misdemeanor and involves theft of property less than the local threshold for grand larceny, while grand larceny is typically a felony.
This is Mama. This is Mama Angie right now. Blitz, just by looking at a rap sheet, what are you looking at? How many times has she been in jail?
I didn't pull it up today, but a few.
Hello?
Hey, it's Bubba. We're live.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Cocaine.
Driving back to work. What's up?
Did you have to bail out one of your kids?
No.
How's the marriage going so far? Not good.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, Bubba. You're going to love that. Excuse me?
Oh, God.
Did
you talking on the phone?
No, I just actually answered my phone, but there's no blinking light for pedestrians. Hey, shut the fuck up. Get back in your fucking car. You're on live. Bubba?
Yeah?
Sorry.
Did you have to cut a promo on a guy?
Just came up to my car window and said I about hit him. He's the one crossing the street when there's no light. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, Blitz, the last person you probably as a human being want to argue with was her. Because you'll run over a motherfucker, won't you?
I would have. Yeah, I was past him already, or I would have.
Right. Angie, I always knew you to be so sweet and nice, but really, you're fucking gangster, aren't you?
I have to be. Look what goes on every day.
No, not wrong.
How's the newlyweds going? Break it down like a mom. Like no bullshitting.
Well, no bullshit.
Yeah, no bullshit. Like, just break it down for me.
It's been pretty rocky the last few days.
They've only been married 2 days.
it was rocky the day before the wedding.
I mean, Angie, what's going on? Tell me right now. What's going on? What do you know?
I know that he's been complaining about giving her rides.
Right.
In her own car.
Does she not have a driver's license?
No, not right now.
Yeah.
She got suspended.
It happens.
What for what? For not paying or having a warrant or something? Like, what did it get suspended for?
No, just proof of insurance, because she has to have SR-22.
Right.
So she didn't have that, so she's got to go and just pay $15 and get it turned back on. But
right.
Yeah, so he just doesn't want to be hauling his wife around, I guess.
Right. Now, what now? But, you know, you can see where she gets. She, now, who are you with right now?
I'm with Haley.
Oh, you're with Haley right now?
She saw you called her phone first. She didn't know who it was. And then when you called me, she was like,
tell her, tell that bitch I'm just going to call you from now on. You're far more funnier than she is. I'm not real happy with her right now.
I wouldn't say that.
She's just rolling her eyes.
She needs a Zanny. Ask her if she needs a Zanny right now.
Like Tawny.
No, she's vaping instead now. Instead of doing Xanax, she started vaping.
Right. That's worse for you. I'd rather do Xanax.
It's a natural progression.
How about little sweet Tawny? How's little sweet Tawny doing?
Tawny's pissed.
That's your favorite. That's your baby, isn't it?
It is. She's pretty mad, though, because she listened to the phone call the day before the wedding.
Yeah. Mm. And the herpes and all that shit came out, right?
No, didn't she say that something about Haley not liking her?
She's not mad about the herpes. She's just mad Haley talked a little shit.
Yes, that's exactly right. She was upset because her sister said she didn't like her. Mm. But she was on the phone with her the night before being so sweet.
Don't you know that? Don't you think now, out of all your kids, I think Haley's the biggest shit starter of all. Out of all your kids,
well, there's a common denominator in all the fights.
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah, you. They all came from your. They all came from your vagina, honey.
They did. I gave birth to them. You're right.
Now, do they all got the same? Do they all got the same dad?
Yes.
Now, where's that piece of shit at?
Hopefully dying of rectal cancer.
Oh.
the same man is the dad for your son and both your daughters. Is he back in Indiana?
Unfortunately, he is the father of all three, and yes, he's in Indiana.
Is he back? Is he still your child support from, like, you know, 96 or something?
He never paid child support. He's a sperm donor because he never helped with these kids at all.
Right. So. Now how about the black guy on Jerry Springer? Were you dating him at any?
Daryl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daryl. How long were you with?
What's Daryl up to?
Just a month we were together. Daryl may be in rehab by now. I don't know.
That sounds about right.
Now, was at one time, was Daryl fucking you and Tawny at the same time?
Well, not at the same time.
No, not a threesome.
Not a threesome. No. Jesus.
I know you draw the line somewhere, honey. I mean, like, but, you know.
I have boundaries. I have boundaries, Bubba.
Have you ever been in a physical fight with your daughters, like where you hit each other in the head?
Have we? When Haley was a teenager. You know, I did slap Tawny on Jerry Springer.
You what?
She slapped Tawny on Jerry Springer.
That was Springer fighting. They don't let you get any good ones in, really, at the end of the day.
No. Actually, you know, they prep you and they want you to hit her as hard as you can. They actually wanted to reimburse me more the harder I hit her.
You're kidding me.
No. You're not supposed to be talking about it. Oh! Jerry Springer's not on the air anymore.
No.
Sorry.
He lives in Sarasota. Maybe you should go down and fuck him.
What?
Now, Angie, you know what we need to do? We need to get you are you dating anybody, Angie?
Yeah, 4 years now.
Who?
I'm only 24, 25.
Hold on, you're 50 and he's 25?
Yeah. Baba, I'm 47, thank you.
And he's 25.
And yes, but look, I didn't, in my defense, I didn't know how old he was. I met him online on the dating app, and he had a different age on there. And you know how I found out that he was 22 was, we got pulled over, and the cops ask him his age, and he's like, old enough. And the lady's like, no, how old are you? And he's like, old enough. She's like, tell me your age right now. And he's like, 22. I'm like, holy shit, you can't even barely drink.
I know. Is that the youngest guy you've ever fucked?
Yes.
I mean, does he really bring it home? I mean, you know, you've had a lot of experience.
Yeah. Well, he's young and trainable. Isn't that what Haley said about her 22-year-old?
Yeah. The apple doesn't fall too far.
They're
dating
the same age guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think Haley and Cash are going to make it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sit down, baby.
Is she going to?
I think so, honestly.
Is she going to get her?
She's going to have to really get some thicker skin, though.
Well, yeah, you can't have your feelings hurt easily and be with that bitch because she'll cut you right down to zero. You know that.
What?
I said Haley will cut a guy right down to zero. That bitch doesn't give a fuck.
No, she won't because she's not going to put up with no bullshit. I taught her not to do that.
Yeah, you got some real wiry kids. You really do. Now, what about your boyfriend? What's he do for a living?
He's a baker.
A baker. Of
means
meth.
He smokes a lot of weed.
Of meth.
He's a cook.
Blitz, you know what he's cooking? Walter White
shit.
Yeah,
he's cooking over a bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Baker.
Wow.
No, actually, he bakes bread. It's like keto bread or something like that.
Right. Now, how often do you get to see him? Does he live with you?
It's gluten-free keto.
We used to live together. He bought a place when I kicked him out a couple of years ago.
Of course.
We're getting ready to buy a house in the next year or two and move in together.
Together, you guys?
Yeah, that's good. I approve
that. Is your credit report better than your rap sheet?
I don't know. Depends on if Haley pays her car payment on time.
Now, Angie, what's the longest you've been in jail before? What's the longest amount of time in jail?
3 months.
3 months. And so did you hear Haley say that you think that you, when you're there, you're gay for this day, that you, all the chicks go crazy over your MILF ass?
Yeah, I did hear her say that. She's messed with me for a long time about that faith thing, but
let's just be honest.
Because I got fake boots, huh?
Let's just be honest. Let's let the truth out in the fact that you got fake titties, right? So they go crazy over them?
Yes, yes.
And like, I mean, do you like when you're in jail, do you get like a girlfriend and do you guys like, you know, make out and like what do you do?
No, we don't. I've not made out with anybody in jail. Nobody there is make outable.
Do they suck on your titties?
No, No.
Well, now, Blitz, if a woman wants to say the girls like my fake titties.
What's wrong with sucking on some titties?
What's the natural progression on that?
Sucking on titties.
Right.
No girl has sucked on my titties in jail.
Did you want them to?
Oh, hold on. In jail. But you've had girls suck on your...
Of course.
You've had girls suck on your titties in the private sector, though.
Well, private...
Do you miss Columbus?
Maybe at the... I do not miss Columbus, right. No.
How long have you been down here now? 5 years?
7 almost. 7.
Are you worried that there's an outstanding warrant for Haley? Haley can't go back, can she?
She can't go back, but she sometimes talks about going back to see her cousins or to go to see someone. And I'm like, you're not going to be able to come back. If you go there, somebody's going to call and say that she's there. Probably her sperm donor will turn her in. Mm. And all the cops know us there, so...
Yeah, they all know you.
First name basis.
How many now, Angie? How many times have you been arrested before? Like, how many times you've been put in handcuffs?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, I think.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, Haley's been put in handcuffs more than that.
You know, I never I got in trouble once back home. Ever since I came here, I can't seem to stay out of trouble.
I know. When's the last time you just got out of jail not too long ago?
Yeah, I think it's been 2 years, and I was on house arrest for that marijuana, possession of cocaine, but it didn't hold because it wasn't cocaine, so they got me for marijuana oil for an empty
marijuana
cartridge.
Marijuana wax.
Yeah,
no,
it was the oil, the cartridge.
Oh, okay,
so
that's a different, wax was a different charge.
But, no, it's the same, it would be the same, it would be equivalent to the oil because it's a felony because it's manufactured.
Were any of the guards trying to get with you when you were in jail?
No, because I don't look like I look from the normal world in jail because, you know, you don't have your makeup and your hair serums.
Were there any cute guards?
Just like that.
That you were eyeing?
Your hair serum.
There were some cute guards.
What's your hair? Now, Angie, was that a wig that you were wearing for the wedding? Was that a wig?
What?
Yeah, that was my ponytail. No, did I have my ponytail on?
No, you had it was
that
short.
That was my hair.
That
was my
hair. A little blonde bob shit, that's natural?
Yes.
Ew.
Thank you, you dick.
Angie, when you used to clean my house, you were cute as fuck. What's up with that Carol Brady
wig? Happened?
What the fuck?
Did I have better hair then? Oh, that's because Sumo paid for my hair to get done.
Well, I think he might want his money back because that looks like shit.
No, he used to pay.
No.
Yeah, he cut her off.
He used to.
Yeah, back when she sucked him off, he would pay for her to get her hair done.
Oh, okay. Ask Haley. Ask Haley. I want you to look at her and say, be honest, does my hair look like shit? Bubba says it looks like shit, this little bob, this bob shit that I'm working with.
Hold on. I'll tell you. No. I'll already tell you what she's going to say because I just cut my bangs, and I didn't have bangs before. And when I went over to see her and my granddaughter, my middle granddaughter and Haley both said that I look like Dora.
Yeah, Dora the Explorer. You look like Dora the Explorer's great grandma.
Yes.
Jesus.
It didn't help that she was carrying my daughter's backpack on her, so it looked like she got the fucking.
Hey, Haley, your Angie used to be so much hotter. What's up with that bullshit haircut of hers? What the fuck?
I guess since she has dated this guy for 4 years, she don't give a shit what she looks like.
Exactly. Tell her she's letting herself go. You're letting yourself go, Mama.
Let yourself go. Well, I thought, hey, you know what I did just do, though? I signed up on another radio station, sorry, Bubba, for a makeup, for a boob job or a new vagina.
Yeah, well, wow.
Jesus.
So, I wonder where they got that. I wonder where they stole that deal from. It was on probably Wild 94.1, and it's Dr. Adams, and he's not even board certified.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know. You know what? If you win, say, hey, Is the doctor that's doing this board certified?
I should just write that.
Which one would you take? A vagina rejuve or new tits? Which one would you take?
The rejuvenated vagina, definitely. I would take the boobs because whenever I had the kids, they stitched me up extra. So I don't even need it.
You're trying to say your pussy's still...
At the husband stitch.
Tight.
Without the husband.
Yeah, it's because your boyfriend ain't well hung like cash. He's got a tiki winky.
Oh, God.
No, he does not. He has a baby arm, is what she told me.
No, I did not.
That's uncircumcised.
Okay.
This is how white trash talk right here. Who's got a bigger cock, your mom's boyfriend or Cash?
Well, she wouldn't know that. What? Who has a bigger dick? Ian or Cash?
Ew, how the fuck would I know?
Ian or Cash?
I don't like Ian.
They're getting mad at you.
She doesn't like him.
She doesn't like Ian?
No, she doesn't.
Is he a piece of shit?
No. He's a really good guy. He doesn't do drugs. He has a job. He has a bunch of money in the bank. But he's just...
The fuck's he doing with you?
Right. The other day he said
Daddy pays for everything.
The other day he said, when we first got together, 0312, I thought that you were just a sweet little angel.
Little did they know that you're a fucking hardcore felon.
Yeah, he's like, now I know that you're ghetto.
That's a kind way
I'm
of
like,
saying
no.
it.
That's a kind way. I mean,
yeah. Now, that's a kind way of saying I'm a piece of shit.
I mean, she's got the same type of cynical attitude that we do.
Of course.
She's got a good sense of humor about
Angie
it.
Angie can roll with it. All the Sanders. I mean, I don't think Tawny can roll with it as cool as Angie and Haley can.
No, Tawny can't roll with shit.
No,
she can't. But, you know, I don't know if Cash is going to be able to deal with our dry sense of humor because Haley's always just, you know, her shenanigans aren't funny to him. So
I think Haley's funnier than shit. I really do.
Well, it's a good thing they got married.
She is.
Now, is Haley ever going to get a job?
Well, she works with me. It's just been slow right now. Tourist season hasn't hit yet.
Tour season is we're in the middle of tour. Now, are you still cleaning?
What kind of work is it? Tourist season hasn't hit yet.
They clean at night. I think they clean businesses and stuff.
No, we clean condos now. We clean now at the beaches, at the condos, but it's just at the end of this month it starts picking up to like September, and we work like 6 days a week.
Yeah. Have you ever been in there cleaning a condo, and there's a guy, and he's still there, you know, and you blast him?
No. I've been there, and there's a guy been there, and he's accused me of stealing some cans of green beans just yesterday, and I about flipped shit on him.
Of all things to steal, why would you steal? I mean, you'd steal a Rolex or a fucking diamond, you know, some cash before.
He said, this is $3 worth of green beans. And I said, we have to get rid of all the perishables. He said, this isn't perishable. So I was like, did I use my words wrong? And I'm like, well, we have to get rid of everything. And then his wife came in and said, these are mine. I said, well, we have to get rid of it. She's like, I'll just hide them better next time.
Man, and then
fuck?
Did you get a little sassy on him? Ready to fight the bitch?
Gotcha.
No, because I was at work. I about cried, and then I called my boss.
What do you mean?
They came back today, huh?
What do you mean you about cried?
It hurt my feelings.
I don't think you have a sensitive bone in your body, Angie.
I do. I have been lately. I've been really upset lately because of all the stuff that's going on with the neighbors.
Bitch, huh?
Hold on now. You really upset
Maybe
with
menopause.
What's going on with
Are
the neighbors?
Are you still bleeding?
What's going on with the neighbors? Do you still get a period, Angie?
Yes.
That's
I just
too
now
bad.
Got my period, and I have not had it since December, so it's probably stress. But yeah, I'm not even in premenopause.
What if you got pregnant by Ian? Would you have the baby at 50?
No, I'd use a coat hanger.
Jesus.
Nice.
Was I allowed to say that? No. Morning after pill, sorry.
Yeah, we would just get it medically taken care of. Let's say that.
Yes. No, I wouldn't keep it.
So now you're emotional.
You know the morning after pill doesn't work after you take a pregnancy test, right? Like, that's not how it works.
I know. Okay. I was being just
She's
facetious.
She's probably taking a whole bunch
of If we do have a baby, his mom actually wants one of my girls to carry our baby for us.
Oh, my God. What the
fuck? So,
well, why don't you just have him fuck Tawny? Oh, she's got herpes. So sorry.
Yeah, who cares?
Poor little thing. She's so cute, nice little titties, and she's got herpes. I remember the time that she said it right there in my kitchen. She goes, I got herpes.
Is it in her feet?
Poor little thing.
Did she didn't remember that.
Did she take... Well, you remember it, don't you?
Oh, shit.
Right out.
Cricket. Sumo will testify. We're sitting there in Tawny's all Xanaxed up. She just got in a car wreck. The cops let her go. She's on Xannies, and she's like, and she's crying, and she's like, I'm not even mad that I got herpes from my boyfriend. I'm like, whoa. Should we call? This is probably them right here. Hello?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, I hung up.
Now, you remember when Tawny said she had herpes, don't you?
Oh, I do. That's why I was like, you can't really get upset about it because you're the one that said it. And Haley's like, why the hell would you tell somebody that has a radio station that if you didn't want everyone to know?
What'd she say?
She just wasn't very happy. Still, she was also upset that you were talking about Russians so much.
We're not bad. We're not talking bad about Russians. I mean, you know, she's, I mean, well, fuck Russians. No, I only like, hey, Blitz, I only like one Russian. I like cash. That's it. I don't like, I don't know. Right. Because I've heard bad things
about...
What
about the crushing Russian? We like her.
And I like her, and I like her, too. Yeah. But I've heard nothing but bad things about her boyfriend. I mean, I've just heard that he's not a good dude.
Amen. You know, I used to like him.
Yeah, BMW William. I heard that he's beat her up before. He gave her herpes. Cash hasn't done any of that shit yet.
Yes, well,
not yet.
What nationality is your boyfriend?
First of all, I don't think Cash is I don't think he's
German.
Your boyfriend's German?
Yes.
Guten Tag.
Have you guys ever thought about dating American dudes?
Well, we went through all the Americans. Now we're on a different race.
Yeah.
A different race. Wow. Yeah, those Germans are a totally different race.
They've been through the whites, the superior race, the blacks. They've been through the. Have you, Angie, been with a Mexican before?
Yes, he was in the Mexican mafia, actually.
Imagine that.
Can't just have a regular Mexican. It's always got to be part of the cartel.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know until my friend that was police officer back home. Yeah. He pulled me over, and he was like, you're in this dude's truck, and I know that you're dating him, and you need to get rid of him because he's no good, and you're going to end up in jail.
Well, you should have said, it doesn't matter who the fuck I date, I always end up in jail.
It's a good retort.
Now, who's got the better jail facilities, Columbus or Florida?
Florida.
We have better jails?
Yes, they definitely do, and they have better commissary. Boy, I got really fat in jail.
You got fat in jail? Yeah, Sumo said that you got fat in jail.
He did. Well, it was thanks to him because he was giving me commissary money, and I would just eat and eat and eat.
But the more you ate, the more probably less desirable you became, you know, with the chicks.
That's maybe I did that subconsciously, I wouldn't have to. Women suck on my titties.
Your titties get bigger, though.
Your titties got bigger, though.
I don't know. Do they get bigger when they're fake? I've never really...
I just know you need to do something with that with that fucking Carol Brady hair of yours. My Lord, I think we're good enough friends, I can tell you. Your hair used to look so cute when you would pull it back like in a little bun deal. What's this Bob Bang bullshit you got going on?
I told you. I just cut those bangs, Bubba, but thanks.
No problem. You and I are close. I can shoot you straight. You know that.
I was watching TV one night, a movie. I forget what it was, and the girl had bangs. I'm like, oh, that's really cute. I went in the bathroom, came back out, and I'm like, look at my hair. My boyfriend's like, what the hell?
Blitz, you know you're white trash when you go in the bathroom and cut your own bangs in.
Yeah, no shit. I've just seen someone on TV for a second.
Using a Walmart scissors. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, listen, part two of the Indiana White Trash Wedding goes up on our YouTube channel like in 10 minutes, part two.
What's part two?
Part one was the phone call. Part two is the
actual... Oh, and then the wedding.
Part two is the interview in the studio, and then part three tomorrow is the actual wedding.
Okay, awesome.
Did you like my marriage vows? Did you like that?
Yes, you did a great job.
All right.
You did really good.
Tell, hey.
I was super happy.
Perfect. Listen, Ange, I got your number now. I'll keep in touch. We'll call in occasionally and keep in touch, okay?
Okay, I will keep in touch. If we go to jail, I'll let you know.
Yeah, if you go to jail, who do you usually call to bail you out when you go to jail?
I have a bondsman on my speed dial.
Oh, you do? Just a little hint.
Yeah, I do. I have a friend that has a sister and he's a bondsman, so she
you don't have to,
hooks me up.
You don't have to give any head or anything for that?
Of course she does.
No, she's a female. Mm. Well, I guess I could still give head to her, but no.
Okay. Might want to try it.
Get all right, well.
All right, Ange. Good talking to you.
Good chat.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Tell, Haley we love. Tell Haley hi, and we love her.
I love ya. Love ya. Bye.
I could never be.
Wow. Wow.
And the meanest of all of them is Haley.
Mm-hmm. I think I've gathered that.
By far.
Yeah.
Like, that bitch will cut you.
Seems like it. She doesn't fucking play around.
Oh, no. Like, that bitch probably doesn't know an ounce of Muay Thai, but could probably go in there and whip some fucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
Just for being straight white trash. And Blitz, can you imagine how deadly a bitch like that, with that type? Now, Anna, you know the type of mentality you have to be, you know, like a real good Muay Thai, you know, bitch, right?
Yeah, Taekwondo.
Can you imagine if that bitch?
I can imagine, but
you know, just the mental toughness, you know, you have to have, right?
It's not something I possess, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. Take the training out of it. Can you imagine if this bitch was to train? She'd be a killer, would she not?
Yeah, because a lot of it is obviously, as we all know, a mental game.
Yeah, and
so
rage.
If you can that, and also removing the fear element, because you're freaked out, you're scared.
Yeah.
But she even said, remember yesterday or the day before, you know, she's not scared to get in a fight. Even if she gets beat up, she doesn't care.
She's like, I don't give a fuck if a man
hits
me
in the face. I don't care.
Yeah. Like, meanwhile, some people are kind of, well, hold on. Most of the population in the world is a little apprehensive about getting hit in the mouth.
Right. She's not.
I mean, Blitz.
That's a huge advantage.
I don't really want to get hit in the nose.
No.
Like, you know, like I'm a little apprehensive about that. Even Lummy.
I don't want to get in the nose.
All 6'6" of his fucking stupid ass. I mean, you don't want to get popped, do you?
No, not at all.
This bitch doesn't care.
She's looking for a fight.
That's a huge advantage in any sort of martial arts.
Anna, if you were to fight... And a girl got a good one in on you, and you start a little blood trickling out of your nose. You're like, oh fuck, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I'm just trying to injure myself.
This bitch, the taste of blood. Then she gets into another gear,
like a vampire.
She gets tattooed every 12 minutes. So it's like she doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, listen, I didn't even want to do this show, and you're right, Blitz. It's noon. Fuck it.
Yeah, you want to do headers?
Oh, I do have to go do those. And I got to...
Shit.
There's somewhere I got to go today.
The what? Shitter?
Where are you going today?
Oh, I'm not... I have to actually go to this building.
Oh, God.
It's the scariest building a man can go to. Blitz, do not audibly say it on the air.
Oh, I was going to guess.
What'd Tyler say? Publix?
No, he said Tom Beans.
I have to actually go to this building.
Are you getting your butthole checked again?
Might as well. Might
Can
as well.
I know?
I have to go there and, you know, talk to a guy today.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I just got it.
How did you just get it? Did your husband send it to you?
No, I didn't get anything. I just wanted to pretend like
I was going to say. I actually looked back at my phone. I'm like, that wasn't a group text.
I was looking at Anna too, and I looked at my phone.
Huh? Hold on, I'm going to send it to you and Anna.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you and Anna. Here,
okay,
hold
okay,
on.
Okay.
Now, I don't think I'm in trouble.
I hope not.
No.
But you
is that as
oh,
at,
no.
At their request?
No,
oh,
at mine.
Oh, okay.
I asked them... Can we have a meeting?
Okay.
Because I'd like to, you know, figure out, I need some data, and I'd like to get myself out of this conundrum.
Gotcha.
So I think it's going to go well.
Okay, good.
Because, you know, I'm requesting this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So. Kevin Robkin Jr. said, this is so dumb. Am I assuming that he was talking about the call with the fine white
he
trash?
He sent it like 6-7 minutes ago.
All right, Kevin, fuck off. I should block you.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Block
I'm going to block him. I
really block
am.
Him.
I am. I'm Kevin. Guess
block
what?
Block that ass.
I don't block a lot of motherfuckers, but I'm blocking you.
Do it.
And you
fuck
should
that
see,
guy.
And you should see this guy. Like, this guy's anything fucking special. Don't broadcast this, Blitz, okay?
I won't.
This guy. This guy wants to be Johnny fucking, this is a waste of time bullshit. Oh. Look at you, buddy. Although your wife ain't bad.
Oh, it's his wife?
Well, could be a stand-in.
Sister.
All I know. Here's what I'm doing. Check this out. Boom.
Well, that's different than that chick.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, that is very different than that chick.
Yeah, this guy. This guy's going to start talking shit about me. Guess what? You're blocked.
Maybe it was his mom.
Yeah, I was going to say mom watching the kids.
Yeah, you better hope. It's the only that's the only explanation. You're blocked now, bitch.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
Deuces. Ho.
And be a good time for us to say goodbye to everybody. Kevin ruined it for everybody. He said it sucked. We suck. It was a waste of time. And I don't necessarily disagree with him. Have a great day.